Welcome to a special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the weekly update where we examine the latest headlines from all across the world to keep you informed about issues that affect your faith. Stay aware, stay informed. It's the special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us in this very special broadcast, since it is Friday, August the 16th of the year of our Lord 2024. With me today, as usual, Brother Paul from New York. Hello, Brother Paul.
Oh, having a great day and a beautiful, beautiful weather out here in Rochester.
That is wonderful. And with me in the studio, Sister Christy. Hello, my dear sister, and how are you?
I'm doing fine, Usama. Thank you for asking.
All right, Brother Paul, we have lots of material to talk about. So let's begin by what's happening here at USA.
It is a shame to every American that a Muslim, U.S. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, who hates our ally Israel with such vigor, she reposts things without checking them, as long as they disparage our country's ally, Israel. In this respect, she is taking seditious actions against the United States government. The Jerusalem Post points out that one of Representative Tlaib's retweets of Noura Erekat, a well-documented Muslim anti-Semite employed by Rutgers University, stated that, quote, "When you tell a society they have a right to commit genocide, surely they believe they have a right to rape," suggesting that 47% of Israelis believe that it is justified to rape a handcuffed terrorist. The original sender admitted it was a fake story and that she had changed the question that the survey results had to do with. While Congresswoman Tlaib may have a right of freedom of expression in her role as representative of Congress, this type of public defamation against a U.S. ally makes the U.S. appear unable to be trusted. Do you think Representative Tlaib should be censored by the House, Usama?
Absolutely. But the problem is, I don't think they will do that. Why? Because she is a woman, a Muslim, a Democrat. These are all what you need to be able to say whatever you want to say and get away with it. The problem we have here, Brother Paul, is the opening statement. The U.S. Congresswoman, I'm sorry, Rashida Tlaib is not a congresswoman for the United States, but she's a congresswoman for the Gazan and for the Muslims in her district and the rest of the world.
So, Usama, you're saying she is not going to be censored because they're letting this kind of stuff go by and nobody is standing up and saying this is against our ally and this is inappropriate behavior.
And here I must also say, I never heard of a Jewish soldier or a Jewish civilian ever rape a Muslim Palestinian. For that is what Muslims do, beginning from the days of Muhammad, all Muslims and Muhammad himself, until today. The Quran teaches it's okay to capture women and rape them, even if they were married.
Yeah, you know, this is typical. We see the accusations coming against the Jewish people for the things that actually we know are done and carried out in Islam. And this is their practice for centuries now. But they have to take the heat off of Hamas and what's happened, the October 7th did. So to take the heat off, they create some kind of a lie like this to make it seem like the Jewish people do this.
You're absolutely right, Christy. And that is exactly what I have been watching lately. As I see, whatever the Democrat accusing the Republican of doing, that is exactly what they, the Democrats, have been doing. Well, Brother Paul, let's move on to our next story.
On August 2nd, Sheikh Ismail Hamdi gave a sermon at the Islamic Center of Passaic County in New Jersey. In this sermon, he repeatedly expressed the virtues of those who die in acts of jihad for Allah. This is something you have to hear.
Passing away a shaheed, passing away fighting for the cause of the Muslims, fighting against oppression and injustice, being a strong believer and dying in the way of Allah, there's nothing better than it. Your injuries and your scars will be a witness for you on the Day of Judgment. The wounds and the blood of the shaheed smell better than the greatest of all musk. It is an honor to die a martyr, because I would rather die a martyr than die on my couch watching television, or die from a heart attack at old age, or die from any natural cause. People die natural causes, no problem. I'm saying it's a beautiful thing to die a martyr. He's so happy he died because he got shahada. Every day there's 150 shahada that pass away in Gaza, but they're not dead, they're alive. They're all happy with what they got. They're calling out all of of Gaza to come die with them because it's amazing. They're having a good time. But one of the great leaders and people of Palestine passed away. He was killed. And what I want to say is that he was a good man, and we know good of him. And he was working on a peace treaty, and he was martyred. And we are happy for him that he was martyred, because we're Muslim and we have Islamic concepts. Islam is what teaches us how to think and how to have perspective. So we ask Allah to grant him and all of the martyrs of Gaza the highest levels of shahada, and the Jannah is amazing. There's no difficulty in Jannah. There's no nasab in Jannah. There's no tired in Jannah. Meat, happiness, rivers, always happy. No bad sleep in Jannah. Good sleep every day. Even if you don't get good sleep, it's still good. And he responds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, "Ma as'alu atamanna illa an turudduni." I will not ask for anything, Allah. There's nothing that I could possibly want except for you to return me to dunya. Please let me go back to dunya.
He meant he wants to come back to live in this world. Why?
So I could fight again and die again a shaheed. I want to go back and die 10 times. I want to go back and get killed, and you resurrect me again, and I die and I get killed again. I want to over and over and over again. However it is that the shaheed gets killed in battle, he doesn't find any pain to it. And they could kill all they want. They could do all they want. This is, inshallah, an opening to the liberation of Masjid al-Aqsa in Palestine. And we ask Allah to liberate Masjid al-Aqsa in Palestine.
Well, here we go, Brother Paul. The Muslim imams of America become like the rest of the Muslim imam of the Muslim world. By the way, all what he taught in that sermon is 100% true according to Islam. Yes, they love to die for the sake of Allah, and they wish to come back a million times, to die a million times, to get back to the paradise of Allah.
But Usama, this is so tragic, because this is where a Muslim imam, this is a man who Muslims are to respect, and you don't know how many young people are listening to this, and they are literally being victimized by this kind of teaching, to be killed. And you know what, Usama, if they don't repent and come to Christ, this is sending them to hell. It's not just the danger for us, but it is the destruction of their own people.
Christy, for years I said, do not give R1 visa to the Muslim imam. These are the leaders of jihad. You are making, as a nation, I'm talking about America, the dumbest mistake to bring Muslim imam to America. And we got thousands of them. And as I have always said, there is no difference between a Muslim imam in America and a Muslim imam overseas, except the one in America, they wear suits and ties. Well, guess what? That imam, if you have seen him on the video, does not even wear a suit and a tie. It is reality. Muslim imams are Muslim imams. They know Islam. They are scholars. They teach that message of hate. And sadly, this man will not be arrested. Do you think this man will be arrested, Brother Paul?
No, but I wish he would have his mosque closed, because this is not a message of hate. It's a message of warfare.
Yeah,
exactly. Right. And worse than that, Brother Paul, that message will be duplicated for every other mosque in America. Let's move on, Brother Paul, to the next story.
Well, this next one comes from Rockland, New York, where an imam also extolled the virtues of martyrdom.
Allah told us the Quran Kareem, and this is not my word, and this is not racism. He said, the Jews and the Christians will not accept you until far you the religion subhanAllah. And you see what's happening now. They all gather in the people of Gaza. What is Gaza and what is Hamas? 20,000 to 30,000 soldiers there. Okay? They sent the army, the United States, Germany, France, England, subhanAllah, and they sent the army officers, the occupation army, subhanAllah. It's over 350,000, subhanAllah, all to fight 30,000. And who's winning there, subhanAllah? You look, the people with Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're winning. They're not losing that battle. It's 11 months now, starts, subhanAllah. And they still can't defeat them, because they have in their hearts, subhanAllah, that faith, the one we don't have. Also.
After that imam offered a supplication, and all the people of the mosque said, amen. Here is what he said in the Arabic and the English translation.
O Allah, grant victory to our brothers in Gaza and in Palestine. Guide their shooting, O Lord of the universe. O Allah, destroy the Zionist Jews. O Allah, seize them with a crushing grip, O Lord of the universe. O Allah, make their plots backfire on them, O Lord of the universe. O Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet, O Lord of the universe. O Allah, liberate the Al-Aqsa Mosque from the plundering Jews. Return it to the fold of the Muslims. And let us pray there, O Lord of the universe.
And here is the truth, my friend. As I listened to his sermon, I could not see him separating Gaza from Hamas, because that is the reality. After October 7, all the Muslims of America stated that what happened in Israel have nothing to do with Gazans or the Palestinians. A little bit later, the youth of America start saying that we are Hamas. We're all Hamas. And now we hear the same message from the imams of the mosques. Yes, indeed, for every Muslim believer, Hamas is Islam and Islam is Hamas. And that is exactly what the Jewish people will continue to face until the end of life in this world. And that is what will repeat itself here in America by the same Muslims who dwell among us all these years.
Yeah, you know, this is so amazing because Usama, for many, many years, you have said, watch what's happening in Britain. Watch what's happening in Europe. It'll come to America. And we saw the hatred being preached in these mosques in Europe. We see now the conflict that's going on where Muslims are creating so much chaos in Britain and in Europe. And you saw that now this is going on here. Where is this going to lead?
You're absolutely right, Christian. That will end by the destruction of America. For Islam is Islam, no matter where the Muslims are living. It just starts peaceably in the early days. When they grow up in number, they become savage. And sadly, the liberals of America will help the Muslims to accomplish their goal by just simply bringing them on to America until they will have the upper hand. And then it will be too late for everybody who lives in this land, just like it is too late for the people of Europe.
Sadly, Usama, this is a tragedy in America. The leaders of the Liberal Party support Islam and Hamas instead of supporting Israel.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
Well, Brother Paul, we have one more story from New York.
So the New York Post reported on Wednesday that a Muslim migrant from the West Bank of Israel, which they call Palestine, was captured at the southern border on Monday because his name appears on a terror watch list for allegedly previously using explosives and firearms. Border Patrol agents caught Omar Shihada at age 35 at the border in Santa Teresa, New Mexico, according to a leaked memo obtained by the Post. The Post said that the arrest of Shihada, who hails from the West Bank, comes just weeks after three other suspected Palestinian terrorists were caught at the California border. In addition to the three Palestinians, federal authorities caught one migrant from Turkey, who was also suspected of having ties to terrorists. Overwhelmed Border Patrol agents told the Post that they do not have the tools to fully vet the migrants who are coming in from all over the world. They're only able to use U.S. terror watch lists and other American resources to help determine which migrants could be a terror threat. Border agents do not have access to terror or criminal databases from other countries. Knowing who these guys are, we have like no access to anything international. Like, we really don't. And it kind of sucks, said one border agent who spoke anonymously because he wasn't authorized to give public statements.
I'll repeat myself what I've been saying in this country for the last 20 22 years, 23 years, since actually September 11. And I said, you cannot vet the Muslims. The only way you can vet the Muslims is just simply as a question, are you a Muslim? And if he or she say yes, then it's time for us to say, no, thank you, goodbye. Not only for those who are trying to come to our country illegally, but even to the one who live in America. We have something worse than cancer. It's called Islam. And sadly, there are plenty of people who are sick with that cancer. And that cancer will spread just by living near those Muslims who believe in Islam. So what, my friends, if they cut 2 or 10 or even 20? How about the thousands of Muslims who enter this country illegally just the last 3.5 years? What are we going to do about it? We have a problem.
You know, Usama, we've seen people coming across the border. They have identified themselves as coming from Middle Eastern countries. And sometimes they're asked, what is your name? Remember the guy who was in the video? What is your name? Mm-hmm. He said, no, I'm not telling you my name, but you'll all know it someday. What is that?
It was a threat. Yes, exactly.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But here we are, we're bringing people in, and then we are giving them voting rights. We're telling them that they can become citizens. And this is the push. And politically, this is going to destroy us, not just because of what they'll vote for, but also because of what they believe. When you are Muslim, you believe things that no Christian even understands. And that is our destruction, I fear.
Well, Brother Paul, let's move on to our next story, which comes to us from Canada.
Well, memory caught a Canadian imam, Adnan Abayat, who also encouraged the people in his mosque to become martyrs, shuhada, for Allah. Usama, is this not evidence mosques all over the globe teach the same things? These are Fridays at the mosque. Are these examples of peaceable assembly, or are they examples of planning war?
Paul, as I've said, it is illegal for Muslims to have a mosque or an Islamic center anywhere in America. I do not know about Canada. Maybe Canadians love that because they do not gather in this mosque peaceably. And the proof is in the sermon. And the proof, it is in the word of Allah in the Quran. And the proof, it is in the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith. And the proof, it is in the words which they all repeat in the prayers. This is Islam. It is a savage cult, have no place in America or anywhere in the West. But here it is. I said it before, and I'm glad that now they are proving me right. Christy, once again, the Muslims of Canada are the same Muslims of America, are the same Muslims of the Middle East. They all believe in the same Quran, the same Allah, and in the same Prophet.
Yeah, you know, Usama, we've already seen personal examples of imams who have presented themselves as moderates and been enthusiastic about cooperating with Christian communities and Jewish communities. And then all of a sudden, we see them in a mosque preaching the same kind of stuff. We've seen it.
Because Muslim imams know how to speak from both sides of their mouth. As you see, new mosques are built up. You'll hear the wonderful talk and the warm love Islam. A little bit later, you'll see the savage Islam coming out of the same mosque all over the West. Well, Brother Paul, let's move on to France.
Reuters reported that French police arrested an Egyptian Olympic wrestler on suspicion of sexual assault in the early hours of August 9th outside a cafe he had visited in the French capital. The wrestler was arrested for allegedly touching the buttocks of another customer at the cafe. Prosecutors said that an investigation had been opened. Police did not release the wrestler's name, but the Egyptian delegation confirmed the wrestler's identity as Mohamed El Sayed, who won bronze in the Tokyo Games, but lost in Paris in the early stages.
Well, I know that people in the West will make a big deal about a Muslim man touching an infidel. But in Islam, that is a fair game. And the day is coming, and the Muslims will practice Islam fully, meaning they will have the right to rape these women. And when Muslims in France will have the upper hand, meaning they'll have enough people and enough might, they will do that all over the land. Not just France, but all over Europe. Not just Europe, but even here in America. Let's move on, Brother Paul, to the last story, which comes to us from Austria.
Samnet reports that on August 7th, 3 sold-out concerts were canceled due to an Islamic terrorist threat. Many had traveled to Vienna from distant continents and countries to see Taylor Swift. It was also revealed that material for making bombs had been found in one of the suspects' homes. The goal is said to have been to kill as many people as possible. Taylor Swift mainly has young girls and women as fans. Concert organizers had expected up to 65,000 fans inside the stadium at each concert and as many as 30,000 spectators outside where the suspects planned to strike. The foiled attack was planned on Thursday or Friday, according to Austrian Interior Minister Gerhard Karner. Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer defended the decision to cancel the concerts, saying the arrest of the suspects took place too close to the performance scheduled for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The two arrested are both under 20. The 19-year-old has North Macedonian roots, while the 17-year-old has Turkish and Croatian roots. Both are now Austrian citizens. On August 9th, it was announced that another person had been arrested. An 18-year-old Iraqi citizen and a 15-year-old had also been questioned but released.
This story is really strange because didn't we just have a stabbing and a killing of young girls who were at a dance studio with a program of Taylor Swift dancing? And now here, the Taylor Swift concert is being attacked by these young men. I just think that's strange. And you know what? I think this is a shock for Taylor Swift. I don't think they know a thing about Islam. What do you think about that? Because I think there's a connection.
Absolutely. For in Islam, dancing and singing is forbidden. It is not allowed. We have a mosque in Sinai in Egypt, which is a Sufi mosque. And the Sufi Muslims are the ones who love to do dancing as part of their worship. But the good Muslims of Egypt, the Sunni, put 3 bombs inside that mosque. And they killed many of them. As the rest of them who were able to escape from the bomb alive, they were shot outside by the machine guns by the hand of these Muslims. So if you can imagine with me, Sunni Muslims kill Shiite Muslims because they do their dancing in their worship. What about good Muslims all over Europe? Will they allow the people of Europe to do their singing and dancing? Absolutely not. Well, Brother Paul, that will bring us to the end of our podcast for today. Thank you so much for producing the show. And Sister Christy, thank you for being a host with me in this broadcast. And to you, my dear friends, until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.